Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com and their streaming website. And we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in the country, not to forget about our great mixture that we've got of the independent stations around the country as well, giving us quite a varied audience, if you will. Now, we're also broadcasting around the world via the Internet and the stream, of course, on GCNLive.com and my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, as well as many of these radio stations where you can hear it anywhere you've got a computer. And, of course, on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite as well around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast to coast, border to border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS drivers, and, of course, our bulk mail center drivers, too, Felix and John and Frank and Charlie. I heard from Charlie this morning on his way down from Ocala, and be safe there, Charlie. Now, you can follow us on Facebook as well by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there and you can find out all the different things that we're up to and doing. There's a calendar over there, and we also have the links to the guests that we have. For example, both of our guests that are talking to us right now are over there, and we have their links for what they do. All right, let's go and start out here first with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, and we're going to drift upstairs here to the top line. How about that, top line? And it's going to be Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yep, and we're having a good day because it is 81 degrees and partly cloudy. But it looks like we got some rain coming today, which will keep things a little cooler, I hope. We'll see. All right, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it. Because God knows we need some extra divine help here to straighten out some of this nonsense going on in the world. Well, Kyle, take it away. I know you got a bunch of questions.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, yes, we have like a lot of questions for you this morning because there's so much going on. But before we go international, well, we'll go semi-international here just to start with, and that is Vivek Ramaswamy is out on the campaign trail, and he's saying basically that, well, if we have enough semiconductors, then he wouldn't have a problem with China invading Taiwan. Do I have that right?
I think you do. And that into itself is somewhat of an outrage. Imagine being Taiwan.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like Joe Biden on commenting on Maui. No comment. I mean, you know, imagine the outrage here. I understand the whole America first thing. But I gotta tell you, you know, if you really look at history, and I keep hearing we're not the world's police and we need to, you know, quit supporting Ukraine and think about America first and so forth and so on. Well, you know, what we're allowing to happen, if what Vivek Ramaswamy is president, he's good with this, is he is allowing the recolonizing of countries and spreading of communism. So why would you even think that would be okay? Quite actually, I think what he should have said was, I'm going to terminate the one China policy. That's really what he should have said. But I don't know. That one didn't work for me, so I'll just kind of leave it there.
Well, yeah, it would just seem to me that there has to be some other kind of way of stating your position and what you think about China and what you think about the state of affairs where semiconductors are concerned without, you know, sort of broadcasting this green light of don't worry, it's all good and go ahead and invade. I just think it was a real misstep, and may show some of, you know, he's a smart business guy, but maybe not such a savvy political move on that.
Well, and that's it. And, you know, why would you allow a rogue nation to do to Taiwan what, you know, Russia is doing to Ukraine? Why do we want the, you know, countries to collapse? You know, for instance, is anybody paying attention to Ecuador? Has anybody seen what's happened in Ecuador, something in our own hemisphere? They murdered a presidential candidate, assassinated him.
Hold that thought. You're going to get cut off. Hold that thought. All righty. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren and Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting fired up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my discussion with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is being brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for about 85 years now and still counting. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, the thing about Geico is you can go over to their website right now and compare, get a cost comparison for the insurance that you've got now and what they would offer you. And you might be surprised. You might be able to save a bundle of money right away. But here's where you'll save even more. When you, in fact, bundle things like your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, along with your car or truck policy, you'll save money. Now, where you really save big money is when you take your or your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance and bundle that together with your car insurance policy. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Check them out, geico.com, and see if they can save you money. They certainly have saved a lot of people, including myself, money over the years. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, now we've got a caller on the line, so I'm going to take the caller. So, Bagam and Bibe, what's going on?
Yeah, anyway, Captain, as far as China goes, about Vivek Ramaswamy, I think what he's really saying, and he kind of chose the wrong way in a way, is that we need to produce a lot more stuff here in the United States, which I think is true. And as far as, another thing about China is we're not as strong as we once were, and they're a lot stronger than they once and they're a lot stronger than they are now. So I just don't think we can afford to mess with them too much over there. Much more stuff as far as defending in our own hemisphere, Ecuador, something like they were, you were mentioning a second ago. And I just think that we just don't need to be messing with China.
Okay.
Too much. All right.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to make a comment before Denise gets started. First of all, there is something about China that's not being said enough. China's economic woes are beginning to mount as a trust firm missed a payment, a significant payment. And home prices in China are starting to fall, just like some places around the United States are. Not very many, but a few. That's not a good sign for the Chinese economy. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, you're right. And President Xi actually gave a speech yesterday telling the Chinese, telling his country to be patient on their economic woes. They're doing some... the government is buying back a lot of their, nationalizing even more businesses over there. I think that some Western countries have begun to wean themselves from manufacturing over there, too. Some. Not a lot, but it's enough to put some fears into their economy. So they are in a little bit of trouble. But you know what? There was a time that the United States was fearless. You know, we were not so risk adverse to the point where we were in submission. And I would argue we are almost in complete submission when it comes to conditions around the world. The United States stands for good, or at least once did, and we encourage that. But, you know, we're releasing money now, $6 billion back to Iran. That never should have happened. You know, we never should have allowed, I would argue, the election coup that happened in Brazil. We never should have allowed Ecuador to be in the situation it is. And does anybody remember during the Trump administration Venezuela? And that the elections there? You know, and what about Cuba? I mean, you know, these things are in our own hemisphere, and what are we doing? You know, we just kind of just roll along here. You know, Saudi Arabia owes the United States, and yet Saudi Arabia is exercising such power over the Middle East and oil that, you know, they laughed at Biden when he visited. So, we're not in a good place when it comes to foreign policy. Yet, you know, Biden says, you know, is supposed to have more experience in foreign policy than any other sitting person in government. But remember, former CIA director and defense secretary Bob Gates said that he never made a good decision on foreign policy. But, you know, he made every single bad decision there was to make on Afghanistan, and he's making every single bad, he already made every single bad mistake there was when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. And if he'd have done the right thing, Russia would never have invaded Ukraine, and we wouldn't be sending billions and billions and billions of dollars over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's collapsing, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, somebody needs to, like, write a book. Somebody needs to start doing political TV commercials and talk about this guy and his, how much of a failure that he really is and the peril that it puts the United States in standing. If you don't think the foreign policy is not important, it is. I would argue that foreign policy actually affects domestic policy.
Yep.
Because it comes to the supply chain. It comes to money. You know, just look at immigration. Why are people from Kazakhstan coming to the United States illegally through the southern border? Mm-hmm. Does that compute to anybody?
Hmm. Kyle?
All right, Denise, let's turn over now to the Trump trials, I guess. the trials of Trump, perhaps as it might be described. But this prosecutor in Fulton County, they're looking for a March trial date, which really puts it like on the Monday before Super Tuesday. You know, I like watching, you know, legal shows on TV, stuff like that, and they're always compressed in terms of, you know, well, I got to prepare for this murder trial that starts Monday, so I had to pull an all-nighter to get ready for it. But that's not how the legal system works. It's very long and drawn out. Isn't this unrealistic to have the trial at that point?
There's going to be a lot of maneuvers. Mark Meadows has already filed to separate himself. Remember, she wanted to try everybody together. He's already filed to separate himself and move the trial to Washington, D.C. While Kemp himself cannot do any kind of pardons, he does have the ability under the Georgia Constitution to remove rogue prosecutors. Now, remember, Ron DeSantis has done that, I think, three times in the state
of
Florida.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so Kemp can do that with this little Miss Fannie Willis person. You know, say what you want about Sidney Powell. The woman is still a very savvy lawyer. You know, she took on Enron. She could not impede, however, the machinations of the Department of Justice when it came to General Flynn, but they always had, you know, the ultimate play card where Trump would pardon him, which is, ended up happening. But she knows the machinery very well, and, you know, she too already has hired a lawyer. And so I think we're going to see some very interesting filings that are coming up here. And I think it'll have to do with RICO charges, which I think was clearly overcharged. And the other piece is all things First Amendment, because they're including tweets by Trump saying, you know, hey, you know, go watch TV, go, you know, do this, do that. You know, that had nothing to do with any kind of fraud or any kind of challenge. So, this one's not over yet, ladies and gentlemen. There's just going to be a lot of filings. So I don't know that it'll happen on Monday before Super Tuesday.
Yeah, and I was watching the videos of Stacey Abrams and some of the things she said, and she said much worse, much worse. Anyway, here comes the music, guys. So I'm going to have to let you go, Denise, and I look forward to seeing you a little bit later today. And have a great day, and stay cool.
Sure, thank you.
All righty. Kyle, hold on. We'll be right back with the military veterans report, the military and veterans news. We shall return with more.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. Retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken by phone with Paul Whelan as the ex-Marine remains detained in Russia. Reports say that during Wednesday's call, Blinken told him to keep the faith. The top U.S. diplomat noted the government's doing everything it can to bring Whelan home. Whelan's been in a Russian jail since 2018 and was sentenced to 16 years in prison on an espionage charge that he denies. TikTok is being banned from New York City-owned devices.
Former FBI agent Stuart Kaplan says the move is for security concerns, especially due to governments which are threatening to the U.S. and who are utilizing the app for information.
Extrapolate our personal information to gain intelligence on us or to use the application for disinformation.
Some 330,000 people work for the city, and a good number of them have city-owned devices. Lisa G. in New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
You betcha, and don't forget that you need to go to the website for National Aviation Academy with their two campuses, Concord, Massachusetts, and the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, and check them out, see what they're all about, see what becoming an aviation maintenance tech could do for you, besides give you job security for the rest of your life. Never have to worry about whether or not you're going to have a job, because as long as you got that FAA certification, you're in like Flynn. You can work anywhere, for any airline, commercial, private, or otherwise. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, check them out, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour of either one of their campuses or maybe both. Maybe you might want to check them both out until you make a commitment on where you want to be trained for your aviation maintenance tech license. Now, you guys and girls getting out of the military, especially those of you that have been in an aviation wing that have got some sort of certification from the military, that'll give you about a 9-mile heads up on things, because all you'll have to do is take a little brief course, and there'll be, of course, an exam with it to see what you know or what you think you know. And if you do well on that, then, of course, you can go ahead and move on to go after your certification, your FAA certification. But otherwise, you'll be taking a short refresher for just a few months, maybe a couple months or 3 months at the most, and then you'll be getting your FAA opportunity right after that. They make it easy. They make it real easy. And, of course, when you check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, remember that they do have the two campuses. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and pick a campus and go visit it. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. You'll be able to talk to the people that do the money layout, that give you your loan. Of course, if you're a VA veteran, the VA will have their educational benefits for you to go through, and if they know before you get out that you're going to be going there, you can probably show up with your paperwork even. How about that? But it all starts with checking them out online, naa.edu, and then giving them a call, 800-659-2080. And good luck. Good luck. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we had the USS Winston S. Churchill here in port in Florida, and a fire broke out. Five sailors were treated at an area hospital, and they all were released following Monday's blaze on board the ship. They're lucky that more didn't happen, but everything went the way it was supposed to. When you get a fire on board a ship, it's all hands on deck to get the fire out, and the fire suppression crew was there in a matter of just minutes, and they got to work on it and got it knocked down.
Well, that's good. I mean, as you said, I mean, that's the top priority at that point for everybody.
Yep. So five people were injured. They were treated and then later released, five sailors. So that's what you got there. Now, if you want to reach me over the weekend, Lieutenant General John Morrison said at TechNet in Augusta, call me on my personal device. Now, I don't know about you, but I seem to remember, and I do know this is true, thousands of people are using their personal cell phones and their tablets for official Army work. I didn't think you could do that, because at one time, I know you couldn't, because one of the things they did with the people that were coming into the base to make a pickup or delivery is they would take your cell phone from you and keep it until you came back to the gate, and then they'd give it back to you.
Well, right. I mean, it's something that is consumer, just for lack of a better term, consumer grade, right? You know, may not be exactly secure for military purposes. So you're right. I mean, they'd have to either clear that or find some way to make sure that whatever the device they're using doesn't pose a threat to be compromised.
I see that we also have a surge in COVID cases, which is starting to spark the worries amongst the VA leaders. Active cases amongst VA patients have nearly tripled in the last month. We're talking about patients in the VA.
Right, exactly. There was a new variant as well, I think, that was supposed to be coming out.
That's right.
So that they're concerned about, which could drive up, you know, the need for new vaccinations. And I just don't know how the general public might respond to something like that. I think that it would be more negative than we perhaps have seen up to this point.
And we have a U.S. soldier, remember the one that bolted after he said he was mistreated in the Army over in South Korea, and he decided to go to North Korea?
Right.
Well, It's Private Second Class Travis King, who went to the North back on July the 18th. I wonder how much better he's got it now.
I would perchance to think not very. Not very, and especially over the long haul. You know, what are you going to do in North Korea? And certainly once they get their, you know, 10 minutes of publicity out of you to bash America, then what's going to happen to you?
Now, here's what you're not hearing about what's going on in Ukraine right now. From the Associated Press, Russia has unleashed a countrywide missile barrage on Ukraine. The barrage came hours before Russian military officials and their counterparts from Asia, the Middle East, and Africa gathered for a security conference. They wanted to make sure that they got everybody's attention.
Right, exactly, yes.
What do you think?
Well, and I think where these missile attacks went as well is sort of, for lack of a better expression, off the beaten path of where the war is. And I think in this area you had some people who actually went to go seek refuge there. So this is, again, even worse of what the Russian army is willing to do.
They hit civilian targets once again, which is something that, again, we're talking war crimes and there's so much going on right now, it's not funny.
Well, you know, Captain, I would perchance to think that in earlier times, let's say in the World War II era, to hear of atrocities like this, you know, so many people across the land and even across the world would be just hell-bent to take care of that, to stop it, or to pursue justice. And right now, we just don't seem to have that feeling of intensity. This is going on, and it's a news story, but yet it gets sort of lost in all the noise. But in a previous era, it might dominate the noise.
Well, I think it probably did, but still, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. In other words, and also I think those who are perpetrating such things would have a healthy fear, for lack of a better term, that the good guys would come get you at some point, but this isn't happening yet.
Now, for you veterans out there on TRICARE, the Government Accountability Office has upheld the Defense Department's selection of TriWest, that's TriWest Healthcare Alliance, to manage the TRICARE health programs Western region, a contract now worth some $65 billion, rejecting the Health Net Federal Services' second protest over the decision.
Yes, very interesting, yes.
Well, we'll see. It'll be interesting if it works. And, of course, the Army National Guard right now is trying to synchronize their Maui troop support with National Guard and active duty troops, providing air and sea lift of cargo, fire suppression as needed, and setting up supply staging areas on Maui and Oahu. So keep your eyes on the boys in green because they're definitely getting the job done. And Kyle, hold that thought. We've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Why shotgun?
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Well, you know, yesterday in my travels, I ran into someone that had Moss Family Automotive driving an Acura at the gas station I was at, and it was a young lady that was driving it, and I asked her, I said, how do you like your Acura? She goes, great. I said, how'd you like the deal? She said, best car deal I ever got. I said, really? You talking about Moss Acura up there in North Florida? She says, yep. She said, I'd recommend them to anybody. She says, why don't you go up there and check them out? And I said, well, you know something? I think I will. And then after she was getting ready to hang the pump up, I walked over and I introduced myself. And I said, by the way, I'm the voice you hear on the radio advertising for Moss Nissan. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. She goes, oh, I listen to you all the time. And so she took a picture of the two of us there standing right there by her license plate on her Acura. But my point is, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue, where they do give good deals. I ran into somebody that got one. So the You Serve, You Save program works. And that's what her husband got, because he's the one that actually bought the car. He's an active duty military person. But veterans, active military, first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, church pastors, too, all get a great deal. And don't forget, you get Moss care
care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you have it, free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So go check them out on the website first and see what they got for inventory. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And then after you do that, set up an appointment or just drive on up North Florida Avenue, side by side, right next door to each other. Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Moss, whatever it takes. All right. First of all, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Second of all, we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
Now, that was an interesting story, and it was a true story about the woman at the gas pump.
That's funny. That's great.
Yeah. Now, I just stood there and played along with her because I wanted to find out, you know, what the answer was, because sometimes they'll tell you the, you know, worst piece of junk I ever bought or whatever. But, no, she was happy as a lark and more than willing to talk. Well, you know, money, Wall Street, the stock market was down after the Fed minutes were read, I guess, and bank shares extended their losses. But we're hearing things about China that are causing the oil market to kind of wobble a little bit. What are you hearing?
Well, again, Chinese growth prospects are in the tank. I mean, they're doing very, very poorly at this point in time. And, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, this is something we've been talking about for an extended period of time. But, you know, this is the type of thing that is making people somewhat a little bit nervous because, you know, we'll let force the hand of the Communist Party there to invade Taiwan to distract the general public. I mean, they stopped putting out their youth unemployment numbers, which are well above 20%. They've got various different property companies they stopped paying on their notes. The property market is a mess. The people have no confidence in the future, so they're basically hoarding cash right now. They're not spending any money, and it could cause a deflationary spiral over there. And not to mention the amount of exports has gone way, way down because people diversify their supply chain. So the economy over there is not doing well at all.
When they put the currency up against us, is that a ruble? Is that what they call that?
The yuan. The ruble is Russia.
Okay.
That currency as well has fallen off a cliff, in particular as of late. They're trying to shore it up. Yeah, that's why, you know, not too long ago you had all the conspiracy theorists talking about Russia and China getting together and forming this alternative global currency, and I laughed. I said, yeah, okay, you know, it's usually some gold or silver salesman trying to tell you that nonsense.
Okay, Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, you know, on yesterday's program, we talked about the regional banks that could have some significant problems, of course, if the same situations start occurring for them. But also now for the larger banks, we understand that Fitch Ratings, they had announced on Tuesday, they might be forced to actually, make changes to the credit rating of over a dozen banks, and some of those are the big Wall Street banks. What do you think about that?
I don't think it's that big of a deal at all. I think it has more to do with the fact that they downgraded the U.S. Sovereign debt, and I can't have the banks rated higher than the actual country. So, no, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I really don't. I think these are too big to fail institutions, so it's not like anything's going to really happen to them.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that. That's for sure. But if we see more degradation in the regional bank markets, what does that mean? Does that simply mean that people will just have to go to the in business as well, go to those big lenders, and does that sort of squelch a lot of growth potential?
It can. I've already got some of the lenders pulling back as it is. To some degree, but I wouldn't, certain banks, we're going to run into trouble. I don't think it's over yet because of the problems that we have with a lot of the commercial real estate around the country, and a lot of regionals have way too much of that junk in their portfolios. That's just making bad loans. But overall, I think you're not looking at a situation like you had back in 2008 and 2009.
Well, and you know, Chris, there's something I've been meaning to ask you about. I don't think it's necessarily a severe problem in our economy, but I've heard more than one person mention this idea of tipflation. And that's when, evidently, every time you go anywhere, you're expected to give a tip, especially with the electronic payment methods. You know, if somebody hands you a cookie across the counter, and then they say, here, you can pay on their iPad, basically, and they want you to give them a tip. Is that going to cause problems for companies in the long run?
Yeah, I cause problem for companies. I think it's, you know, I think it's just gonna, it's aggravating to consumers, and I understand. I think it's gotten way out of control, and I agree. So, you know, and again, someone who spent a long time working in the service industry, I appreciate good service, and I don't have any problem tipping it. But, you know, if you're asking me for a tip and you haven't done anything, it is aggravating.
Well, yesterday I had lunch at a restaurant, and the thing at the end of the bill, it said, do you want to add tip? And then it had 10% with an amount, 15% with an amount, 20% with an amount, and then the next line was other.
Yeah, I mean, at a restaurant, I mean, you know, that's fine. If you're doing it after, you know, your service, you can pick and choose and do what you want. I've been in experiences where you go to, like, a Starbucks, and you make an order, and they ask you to give a tip, and you haven't even gotten your service yet. They haven't even given you anything yet. You don't even know if you're going to get good service.
Right.
So, you know, that to me is aggravating.
Yep.
Well, you know where I'm hearing this from, though, Chris and Captain, is I'm hearing this from young people. They're the ones that are really aggravated by this kind of thing. But I'm with you, Chris. Yeah, if you go to a sit-down place and you've got great service, you know, I have these regular places I frequent in my community, they always know they're going to get a great tip.
Yeah, and again, I don't have any problem with that at all. But, I mean, I've run into getting a water at a ball game, and I'm getting the water myself, and pulling it out of the cooler, and then I go to checkout, and they're asking me for a tip. I'm like, nobody did anything. I do a self-checkout, and I grab my own water. Now, who am I tipping here? This is nuts.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Well, and one other quick thing. We understand that, of course, there's this new term out there now. It's called not a recession, but a rich session. And evidently it's based on the idea that many of the layoffs that we've seen or many of the problems are really going to be for white-collar jobs that are dominating what's happening now when we're having these reductions.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. And I do think in certain areas, yeah, they're getting hit to some degree, but a lot of times these phrases and whatnot, these cutesy things are put together by, you know, the media in order to, like, sell some sort of narrative or a story at some point in time, because they got to fill time. We know that there's going to be layoffs in certain areas, in particular tech. That was really what they overhired for an extended period of time. But still, you got a labor market where if you want to go out and get yourself a job, you can go find one.
Indeed. Indeed. Captain, what do you think?
Well, I agree, but we're getting close to the break, so I was just going to tell you, here comes the music. But, Kyle, I look forward to talking to Chris tomorrow morning and getting some more good insights out of him. It's always an interesting conversation we have, isn't it, Mr. Chris?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. We'll see him tomorrow morning. And, Kyle, you hang on. We'll see you back with the Colonel here right after the top of the hour break. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road, texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.